Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sticky Situations here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and we are happy to be here on this windy, cold Monday morning.
Yay, or happy afternoon, Monday.
Monday. So as for all of you guys who know, who've been listening to our show so far, and for those of you who haven't and are new, welcome. We're Sticky Situations, and this is basically a show about topics that are sticky and controversial, and we're going to go ahead and speak on our sticky situations of the weekend. But before we do that, I believe we want to give you an update on the shows that happen after us, the other student shows, as well on as any athletics that are taking place. So go ahead, DJ Too Smooth.
All right. So just a reminder, it's Monday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So if we're doing our radio show, that must mean that it is Monday from 2 to 4 p.m., and it's approximately 2:03-ish right now. So that means after us today, well, after 4 p.m. when you're done listening to this show, you will tune in at 4 to 5 to DJ Breezy with the 8th Dwarf. And after that, there'll be the New Normal with DJ Cool Kitten from 5 to 6. From 6 to 7, DJ Ho'olohe with the 808. And we've got the premiere from 8 to 9 with DJ Jazz. That's the Monday shows for you. And just to... we're looking at the athletic games, but I remember from the last podcast, we don't really have... the next games that we've got at home would be November 3rd for the men's and women's soccer game for Chaminade. And after that, they got a game on Saturday as well. So Thursday, November 3rd, they're playing Chaminade home, and then November 5th, the Saturday, they are playing BYU Hawaii. And that's senior day too, so everybody on November 5th, I think that's 2 weekends from now. But yeah, we'll be there for that. And then, of course, like 6 days after that, we've got volleyball games, and then the week after that's kicking off basketball season. So a lot of fun stuff is happening. And yeah, that's pretty much it for the athletic shows and the radio shows that are happening today. So DJ Honey, what's up with the sticky situation of the weekend?
Sticky situation of the weekend, for me anyways. Okay, so as most of you guys are listening and you know me and you know my situation kind of, I'm in a relationship dating. I'm dating someone, not official, but I'm dating someone, and we've been talking for about a month and a half now.
That's it?
Right? It feels longer.
It does.
But yeah, it's only been about a month and a half. We started talking on Labor Day.
Wow.
So it's, yeah, it hasn't been long. But so he's been staying with me, you know, staying the night, a couple nights out of the week, and it's, you know, been progressing and whatnot. But my roommate has been starting to like act kind of weird. So, and me and him have both noticed it. And on Thursday, I was in the room by myself and my roommate got back. So I was like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, I can sense like the weirdness or whatever. Like, is there something going on? So she told me that she was in class and this guy, this acquaintance of hers, you know, they talk a little bit, whatever, you know, they have class together. So like they talk when they have to and they goof off sometimes together. But like she wouldn't consider him a friend. She would consider him an acquaintance. So she told me that this acquaintance grabbed her by the arm, like, you know, and she said that made her feel uncomfortable. So I'm assuming it was like an aggressive grab. Firm. Yeah. And was just like, where are you going? And so she said that it spooked her and that, like, she told me that she had to tell the teacher and, like, you know, like, all this stuff. So I was like, okay, like, I can understand why that would, you know, get you, make you feel uncomfortable, like, I guess kind of put you that in the mood that you're in, I guess, you know? So I was like, okay, like, if you need anything, let me know, whatever. So the days go by and I see that she's still acting kind of weird. But, like, I was like, okay, she's dealing with it. Like, if she needs anything, she'll come to me. So Saturday night, I'm in the room with my significant other or whatever, and we're just chilling, whatever. So I go to the living room, start making food, and she was in there, and she was just like, are you happy? And I was like, yeah, I'm really happy, actually, you know, I'm good. She's like, oh, okay. And I was like, okay, why are you asking? Like, what's going on? And she was like, well, I lied to you. And I was like, okay. okay, about what? And she was basically like, so it was actually your significant other who grabbed me. So I was just, at that point, I was just listening to everything she had to say because I wanted to hear everything.
Was he in the room?
He was in my bedroom. Your room? Yeah. And me and him have, like, a really good relationship. Like, I can be, like, we were watching Adventure Time. So, like, I was like, okay, you know, when I go back in the room, like, I'm just going to be like, hey, we need to talk and, like, you know, talk to him. So I was just, like, letting her, like, you know, speak so I can hear, like, her side of the story, whatever her, like, she's like, yeah, I just don't know if I, like, feel comfortable around him. Like, I don't know if I can change in front of him or, like, you know, like, and which I understand. Like, it's a guy. He's in the room. She's younger. She's, like, a little timid. Like, me, like, I don't care. If, you know, I was born naked. People can see me now. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever. So I was like, okay. So I was listening to her and, like, took it in. I was like, okay. So I was like, I hear you. Like, you know, I'll talk to him and see if, like, you know, we'll figure something out. So I go to the room and I was like, hey, like, can I talk to you? He's like, yeah. You know, turned off everything. And, like, you know, we sat down. Like, we have it, you know, whenever we need to talk, like, we can talk. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so I just spoke to my roommate and this is what she said. You know, I was like, she told me that someone had grabbed you the other day and then today she's telling me that it was you. And he, like, looked really surprised that, like, you know, like, what the hell? And he was like, I didn't touch her. Like, I didn't grab her, you know? And so he's like, I didn't grab her. Okay. I was like, yeah. And, like, she's telling me that she feels, like, uncomfortable. And he, like, seemed really shocked. And he was like, I didn't, you know, he's like, I didn't. And if you know, for those of you who know who I am and who my significant other is or whatever, he's very gentle. He, like, he's very to himself. He doesn't really speak. Like, he's very just quiet. And so I was like, I don't, you know, I was like, I believe you because I don't see you doing that. But, like, I don't want to say I believe you and that I don't believe her because, like, why would she make something like that up?
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, like, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Like, we just have to figure something out. Went to bed. And when I woke up the next morning, she wasn't in the room. She didn't come sleep in the room last night or, like, at that night. So I'm like, really? That's, like, kind of extra, you know? Like, at that point, I was upset because I'm like, you didn't come sleep in the room. Like, first of all, if you know who this guy is, he's not an abusive person. He's not a scary person. He's, you know, he's super, like, and the thing is, they have a great relationship. Like, the other day I walked in and they were, like, she was throwing pillows at him. And, like, you know, like, that's how they mess around, you know? So it was, like, really weird for her to be, like, oh, I'm not comfortable around him or, like, whatever. So I was upset that she didn't come in the room because, like, it just made him seem, like, it seemed like she was making him seem like this, like, scary or, like, bad person. And if you know him, he's, like, totally not. So I was like, okay. So I was kind of upset at the situation, but I didn't say anything. So me and him went to brunch and I just, like, couldn't help, like, but think about it. And he was like, what's wrong? Like, there's something in your mind. I was telling him, like, you know, I, like, this is ridiculous, like, whatever. And he was like, yeah, I'm kind of upset about it too, like, I didn't do it, like, whatever. So we came back from brunch and he left because he had to go do a friend a favor, and I went to go speak to a mutual friend of mine, and I went over there. He didn't know what was happening, whatever, and I told him the situation, and he was basically like, he would never do that. And I was like, I know. And he was like, and why would she lie? Like, he's like, she lied to you about, like, I think what upsets me is that she, like, made up this whole story about her being in class and this guy, and, like, she told me she had to tell the teacher and, like, all this stuff. And I'm like, and I would never in a million years think that she would lie to me because we're really close. Mm-hmm. At least I thought we were. And so I was like, yeah, you're right. I was like, I kind of needed to hear it from, like, an outsider's perspective because I was like, I want to believe, obviously, my significant other, but I also don't want to, like, maybe I'm blinded by, you know, love or whatever. So hearing it from someone else's, like, mouth was like, okay, he would never do this. You're right. Like, okay, I'm not, you know, this, like, crazy person. So that was that. And then, so I had to go to work, went to work. And I was like, okay, I work. I was still thinking about it. I was like, when I get off work, I'll, like, just have, like, a discussion with her and, like, let's talk about it, you know, let's come to a mutual agreement or whatever. I got back from work and she was on FaceTime with her boyfriend. So I was like, okay, I'll wait till she gets off. Went with my best friend to go hang out. When I got back, her bed wasn't in my room anymore. It was in my sweet mate's room. DJ Too Smooth is the deer in headlights right now, you guys.
What?
Yeah.
She said another 3 beds in the other room.
Yeah. I mean, her bed frame was there. Her mattress is on the floor in between the 2 other beds. So at that point, I was infuriated because you told me that the reason you felt uncomfortable or whatever was because this guy is here and he makes you feel uncomfortable. He doesn't live there. He's not assigned to that room. So I was like, okay, like, he felt uncomfortable being there. So he was like, you know what? I'm going to take off for a little bit. So he left. And now that he's gone, you're still uncomfortable to the fact that you move your bed to another, like, our suite mate's room. So if he was like, if you were going to leave, why did he have to? First off, like, that, I was pissed about that. And I was just like, and that's like immature and petty. Right? At least that's what I think. I think, like, I was upset. I was highly upset.
Well, listening to this whole situation, like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, why would somebody, okay, as you're giving the details, okay, I'm hashing out, okay, here's, put it in this section, you know, maybe true, maybe false, maybe true, maybe false. You know, I'm trying to categorize.
Yeah.
And then, so the whole time, as we're getting closer to the end, okay, I'm trying to put this, I'm trying to make sense of it in my head, you know, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes, and all I can come up with is this. So initially, one, she's terrified of you. She cannot tell you what she is thinking, why she's thinking it, or how. Anyway, that's why she's coming up with all these stories to lie to you. But anyway, and so my thought is, what it almost sounds like to me, my first thought when you thought of that was, whoa, maybe she has a crush on him. And the fact that he is coming, the fact that he's around, and if you're not there, and like you said, if they have a good relationship, like, they can be, you know, they can just have a fine time or whatever and just sit there and do whatever until you get back. Like, maybe she's starting to develop feelings for him, and it's starting to make her uncomfortable because, like, I don't know, you said that she had a boyfriend, but I don't know. I don't know a lot about the situation, but to me, that's what it sounds like. Maybe, maybe to her, like, her only way to maybe justify her new feelings, or maybe if she has feelings developing, because I mean I know your person, he's a very good person, you know, you talk to him and he's a good human, you know, you want to get to know him because he's quiet and he's a little mysterious. So I mean, I get that, but at what point do you, because I get it, you know, you're friends with your roommates, I've been in your room, I've seen your suite mates, and maybe, I bet you, one, she could be just, like, jealous, and so she starts to be like, okay, well, if I can't have him, like, I'm going to find a way to get him out of the room, like, I'm going to make up a story to try to get...
I don't get that, you know, at first, okay, so when I listened to it, I, like, came up to 2 conclusions, and I was like, okay, either, like, it's true, like, she feels uncomfortable or whatever, and, or the other one was that... So she has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't see him. She sees him, I think, like, once a year.
And long distance?
Yeah. Or, like, oh, he lives in Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's, like, very long distance. And okay, she sees him, like, once a year. So I was like, okay, maybe, like, me and him being, like, together around her is making her, like, miss him or, like, okay, whatever. And it's making her, like, sad or whatever. But I'm like, that's still... I don't know. And mind you, my other 2 suite mates aren't talking to me.
Aren't
talking to me. Yeah. Right? Like, crazy. And they've got some
conspiring theory.
I'm a pretty upfront person.
But like, they're not. That's the problem. That's why. See, okay, this is what I've... First and foremost, they're intimidated by you. So, of course, they're not going to tell you what exactly is going to... their problem is, and the extreme pettiness is the 3 of them, the little one, your sweet mate, has probably come up with this giant, like, thing in her head. Oh my god, she does this, and JoJo does, I mean, and Janet does this, and James does that, and Jeremiah does this, but you know what I mean, like, they probably came up with all these things that you've done, and, like, maybe she just made it all up, you know, and I don't know, that's crazy. They've just making the your sweet mate or roommate is making the other suite mates with something they know nothing about.
It's mad. Just, yeah. So it's literally at this point, like, when I saw the bed move, mm-hmm, I was like, I wanted to, like, you know, sink down to that level of pettiness.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like super calm. You know, I wanted to.
Wait, before you left the room, what was it like? Did she just wasn't in there? She wasn't saying anything?
Okay, so mind you. Okay, so remember I told you like me and my significant other were there.
Yes.
And so we got up. She wasn't there. And I was like, okay, whatever. I went about my day. Like, you know, I was upset. But like, I was like, okay, let's go to brunch. Got ready, you know, went to brunch. She hadn't come in the room at all that day. Well, if I was in the room, she would not go in the room. Like, she would stay in the living room in like a corner. And I was like, okay, like, this is your room. Like, I, and the thing is, if I would have done something, like, you know, if I was like, if I like yelled at her, if I like, you know, like whatever, like, okay, I understand, like, you know, but I've never in a million years have done that to her. I like, I treat this girl like my little sister.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it's really interesting to me that this is happening.
How old is she?
She'll be 20.
Oh God.
So, I mean, and I mean, I'm not that much older than them, but I am more mature.
No, it just, but it's just, no, that's totally, I mean, that's just sad. Like, what, that just sounds like no life experience. Like, you can't actually tell somebody what's bothering you. I mean, at the same time, though, I can't say that I can, because I know, like, my room situation, like, a lot of the time, I just don't want to say things, I don't know, I would never want to say something that would hurt her feelings or say something that would come off rude, you know, so that's why I don't say a lot of things.
And I know that she's, like, she's a sensitive girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that. So, like, yeah, like, I wanted to talk to her, but I was, like, I don't know why. I think I'm a pretty nice person, but people find me intimidating because for whatever reason. And I think it's maybe because I have a big personality.
Yeah.
But, so, like, I was, like, okay, like, how do I go about this without her being, you know, like, scared of me or, you know, like, being timid or whatever. So I basically, so when I saw the bed missing, I wanted to hit up my significant other, like send him a picture, like, look what's happening, like, you know, but I know that if I did that, like, it was going to make him feel bad because he's a pretty sensitive guy too. And like, I didn't want him being like, damn, like, I really did something that, like, you know, whatever. So I didn't hit him up. And then later on the night, I got a text from him and he basically was like, oh, like, I miss you. And I was like, you know, I miss you too. Come over. And he was like, well, is she there? Like, I don't want to make her feel. I was like, no, she's not. So he came over and he saw that the bed was missing and he's like, wow. And like, I knew exactly, like, he was feeling bad. He's like, but I know he didn't do, he's like, what did I do? Like, he was like really like questioning, like, did I actually do something? Like, did I say something? Did, like, so I'm like, okay, like, I honestly believe that he didn't grab her or, like, you know, and even if he did, not saying that he did, but even if he did, he's not the type, he's not an aggressive person.
Yeah.
You know, so he wouldn't have grabbed her and been like, you know, anything aggressive. Second of all, so she lied about, they don't have classes together. So, like, this wasn't in class or anything like that, because he's an art major, she's a bio major, and they're, like, two different years, what? You know? And third of all, when they're in the room, they're never together. I mean, sorry, they're never alone. So it's just like, what is going on? Like, I don't know. At this point, like, honestly, people who know me, I don't care if you don't want to talk to me. You know, like, if you don't want to talk to me, cool. Like, I don't need you in my life. Like, less things that I have to deal with. Do I care about the girl? Of course I do. Like I said, I treat her like my little sister. We got along well last year. Like, I took her under my wing. And, like, yeah, of course I care about her. And do I want things to go back to normal? Heck yes. But, like, if this continues, I don't know what to do. And I asked my significant other, I was like, what do you think I should do? And he basically told me, he's like, well, I'm staying away for a little bit. He's like, I don't think you should. He's like, I don't think you should confront her. He's like, I think when she's ready, she'll come to you. But my question is, when is she going to be ready? Because I don't like
the animosity.
Yeah, like,
it's awkward.
It's midterms, you know, I have a lot of other things I have to deal with. And another thing that I was really, really upset about was that she lied about this whole, like, grabbing thing. Especially after what I've been through recently.
Yeah.
It, like, really, like, really, like, you had to make up that type of scenario.
Well, that's probably what she was thinking. Like, she had to come up with a story that would appeal to you. Like, maybe you would believe her if it was something dramatic or something, you know what I mean? Like, if it was something relative to your story, because I'm sure she knows, you know, what's been happening to you recently, and it's like, why? I don't know. See, that doesn't even make sense to me how somebody gets to that level. You know what I mean? So that just sounds like an interesting situation. But on that note, we're going to take a very short break, and we will be right back. So you're listening to Sticky Situations on radio.dominican.edu. And DJ Honey and DJ Too Smooth, we are back. Let your booty do that yoga. Party at the beach down in Cuba.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. So getting back into things, this is basically what's happening with me and my sticky situation of the week, and we kind of just went over it. So I'm basically just having roommate issues. And I don't know, what do you think of what's going on?
Okay, so a rundown. This is about as simple as DJ Too Smooth thinks, okay? So your roommate made up a very, very, very hairy story in regards to first somebody that made her uncomfortable in a class, grabbed her inappropriately or just more aggressively than thought, tells you about it. And then after X amount of time passes, she comes to you and says, okay, I lied, I'm sorry. The person that's making me uncomfortable is your significant other. And then as the time goes by, this person continues to get, I want to use the word, see, petty is a great word, but it's, I want to use that after. So she's getting more and more I want to go with detached, like more from you and maybe the truth, and is starting to, you know, obviously make up some things to your roommates or some things that you don't know of clearly that has going on or are made up, and making your man look like somebody that he's not. And then goes to, without saying anything, remove the bed while you're gone. And that's really far to me. And it's just, to me, I'm more surprised that no words have been said. Like, when I think of, the only example I have to parallel this is my first couple of weeks in my dorm, I was having some sticky situations with my roommate, and I took my bed out because she was, you know, I'm a very sensitive sleeper, and you know, she was like be on her FaceTime, and she would try to be quiet, but you know when you try to be too quiet, you're trying to be quiet so hard you're loud. Mm-hmm. She would just do that, and there's just light, I just couldn't handle it, so I moved my bed. But the thing is, we ended up talking about, like, it was a day, but I was just so fed up that I finally just moved my bed. So maybe she's just so very stressed out and like super high strung right now that she's like almost scrambling, you know, making very irrational decisions, making up stories that she can't retract, you know. So you know, that's bottom line, that's going to be on her, because she's going to have to come back to you and your significant other and not only apologize, but I mean, if she wants anything to go back to normal, she's going to low-key have to explain to you where in the heck any of that came from, you know what I mean? So if anything, that's heck of funny, because it ties into what I learned today in my ethics class, is so you're in a situation with somebody, you're in a discussion, mm-hmm. You can literally let the other person talk themselves into losing, talk themselves into a hole, let them talk themselves into like blowing up, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if you say something like, okay, like you guys are having a discussion, and she starts going, oh yeah, he touched me, I mean, and then I had to tell my teacher, oh yeah, and then, but that didn't happen because we don't have a class together, but it's your boyfriend, I mean, it's your significant other, or it's, you know, I don't even know what happened. So she starts making up more and more stories to try to explain her why she's originally feeling uncomfortable. You're just sitting there like, okay, I'm waiting for something I can use here, you know? Yeah. So, you know, you can almost, and just, I can't wait for that. I can't wait, you know, maybe it'll be next show we get to hear about it, but I'm sure you're going to just do the same thing. Darren had lights, mouth open, like waiting for something to come out that you can use. And they're like, wait, there's the answer. Stop. Like, okay, now I'm done, you know?
So she told me that she was like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know if I can change. And like the reason why, so I felt really bad when he came over last night and saw like the bed was missing and stuff, uh-huh. Because I saw how bad he felt.
Yeah.
Like I saw was like, he was like,
he felt guilty.
Yeah. Like, dang, what did I do that like made her, you know? And I told him, I was like, you didn't do anything. Obviously you're not the issue if you left and there's still something, you know, she's still acting this way. So I was like, she obviously, I convinced myself that that she has other issues that she's dealing with.
Well, she has to be.
And I get it. Everyone has other issues. It's just the fact that she's like using me or him, you know, to like
how she's going about it.
Yeah, basically. And it's really frustrating. And I mean, I get it. You know, we both go to school. We both have homework. We both deal with family issues and stuff in that sense.
Yeah.
But this, my room should be my sanctuary.
Yeah.
This is where I'm staying. This is where I live when I'm out here for school. I need to be comfortable in my room. And I am. But when, you know, I want to feel comfortable that, like, if I open my door to my room and I see someone, they're not just going to, like, look at me and then look down. And, like, you know, because that's, to me, it's just, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
If I would, like I said, if I would have done something, okay, I know that I did something. If I needed to apologize, I would. But I haven't done anything, and that's why I'm so confused.
Yeah, you guys are like searching for something that you've done, but you haven't done anything.
Yeah, so hopefully by whenever, I really hope this will all be solved, but like tomorrow, hopefully, if not by tonight. But it just sucks because me, like, not only are you taking me away from, you know, my like comfortability from home or my room, but I also can't have a guest over that like I want to have over.
Can I give you my honest true PP personal opinion?
Yeah.
Wait, PO. PO. Personal opinion. I'm gonna give my PP. Anyway, I really feel, well, one, this that sounds like an issue that needs to be resolved so you can have comfort back in your home. So this would be my, going from my explosion of a roommate situation, and it wasn't even over a boy. But my honest advice or offering or opinion would be, maybe what if you approached her, just you and her, like, and I understand that you never try to be intimidating or scary, or, you know what I mean, you never try to power over somebody with your personality, but you know, you approach her like, hey, you know, this is really starting to get under my skin, you know, I care about you and I really genuinely just want to know what's up, you know, how can I help, how, you know, just, can you please just talk to me so I can have an understanding of what you're feeling? You know, this maybe don't even bring up what significant other said. Make it just about you and her. And
yeah,
like, maybe she'll open up to you, and then that'll unravel some of the things that she's been trying to make up, you know? So maybe if you said, you know, here's a point. So you told me that, and maybe this is after you open the situation with, hey, I'm here for you, you know, I just want to understand.
Yeah.
But you say, in the beginning, you mentioned to me that you felt uncomfortable because you said he did this. And then you go, but you don't even have a class together. So I know for a fact, one, that you made that up to me. And I just want to understand why you would make that up and what's really making you feel uncomfortable. You know, so it's like, here is a hard fact. Now give me the answer, because I don't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not that you're catching her in a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
You just want to understand. You've told me 5 different stories, and now I just want to know which one's correct.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe I would offer that piece of opinion, because even when I go into my room sometimes, you know, we're still working on our vibe, but, you know, it can be uncomfortable, and that's totally not fun. I mean, I can't just sit in my room and, you know, chill and hang out. I'm not comfortable like that, you know?
It just sucks because we're very, I guess you could say, hospitable room. There's always people in our room. Always. There's never not someone in our room.
Yeah.
So I was just confused as to why his presence made her feel comfortable. Because we have people stay over all the time. Yeah. My best friend stayed over last night. Mm-hmm. I had my other best friend here for the weekend. And, I mean, we always have people coming in and out of our room. So it's just as to, like, why it's his presence that's making her feel that way. So, I like I said, she could be, you know, like, making this up or whatever the case may be. But it's getting to that point where it just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because me and him are establishing what we are. And, like, things were going great this weekend. And then, boom, this happened.
Hey, isn't that silly how you think that? Things are going great, and they're, hey, you know, things are looking forward, and then something, here's this roadblock right here.
Yeah.
And you're either going to have to get past it together or struggle. So that's funny.
And I was like, really, I like thought about it because I wanted to see, I was kind of thinking that, wow, like this, because we, like I said, he stays there usually with me. So I was just thinking that we stayed the night, like, you know, he's been staying with me, and then is him leaving gonna like switch things up on us? But then I was thinking to myself, like, I need to stop being so pessimistic, for lack of a better word. And I was just thinking, okay, maybe it won't hinder our relationship, maybe it'll make us stronger or whatever. Yeah. You know,
well, that's how you gotta look at it, though. Like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and what doesn't, and when I personally think about relationships, like, now obviously, you know a little about, oh my god, I just remembered something so terrible that happened over this weekend. Holy crap.
Is this your sticky situation?
Yeah, I just remembered it.
Let's get into it. Does it tie into my sticky situation?
I totally forgot we were talking about, because this literally just popped into my head.
We were talking about...
Relationships. Yeah. Oh yeah, actually, I mean, it does work, but...
Okay, so do you want to dive into that?
I will after I say...
Okay.
But I personally, okay, so as human beings, we're going to have lots of relationships, right?
Yeah.
Totes, 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 so many. Like, friends, girlfriends, lots of things. I'm not gonna start naming names. So in those times, one, people either teach us a lesson or we grow with them, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna happen either way. You're gonna learn from them and you're gonna grow together. But in my personal opinion, if you know, it's the things that you get through together. How do you support each other? How do you lift each other up? So in times like this, very difficult, very seemingly awkward times, you know, when you got to worry about is who's lying, who's telling the truth, what's the real story?
Yeah.
That's when you have faith in your man or, you know, your relationship, and you hunker down and you believe it, and, you know, you either get through or you don't. So to me, that's kind of what that is. And you got to get through this situation. You got to get over this roadblock here, because if it's going to work out, it's going to work out, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm just going to... I don't know. I want to respect my significant other. Like, I asked him for his opinion on what I should be doing, or like what I should do. And he told me that he thinks that I should wait for her to come to me. And I respect that. And I want to respect, you know, the fact that he thinks that I should do that. But it is bothering me, just because, you know, he's gone.
The bottom of it, for sure.
Yeah, he's gone. He doesn't have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I'm the one who has to deal with it. So if we don't talk about it today, I'm most likely gonna have to talk about it with her tomorrow, because I just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Let's get into DJ Two.
We need to have a break first.
Sticky situation. You think? Are you? Is it time for a break?
I think so. We went on 20. So yeah.
Alrighty. Well, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu here on Penguin Radio. We will be right back. This is Sticky Situations.
Get ready for this craziness.
Really remember when you drank my wine. Why can't we be friends? 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 I seen you walking down the Chinatown. I told you, but you did not look around. Yeah, yeah. I pay my money to the welfare line. I seen you standing in it every. As long as we can live in harmony, yeah, yeah. I kinda like to be the president. Then I can show you how your money's spent.
Yo, yo, yo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Sticky Situations. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. And we just went over my sticky situation of the weekend that is still conspiring until today, which is not fun at all. But that being said, hopefully everything will come to amends.
Yeah. Y'all gotta talk it through.
Now it's DJ Too Smooth's turn to tell me her sticky situation, and she mentioned one name over the break, and my eyes just lit up. So I told her not to tell me anything more because I wanted to save my reaction for the air. So let's hear it, Too Smooth.
Okay, my dear, dear friends and listeners. I just have a quick question. Our last show, did I mention the fact that my ex was pregnant with my friend's baby?
You did not. So
Okay, no. I'm going to tell a story then. Wait, no, if anybody knows that, just hold on to that because I'll give you the full story. I just want to know if I mentioned that or not. But
are you giving backstory?
I'm going to do the backstory.
Okay, cool.
So we're just going to go, we'll start from the very first semester last year, when I started at Dominican, and I also had a radio show. I was DJ, DJ, I was DJ Risque, talking about coping on the court, and I had this English accent, and you know, I don't know, it was weird. However, so my first semester here, I was actually engaged. My fiance was back home. It was a sticky situation because it was long distance was not working for us. It was the first time that we had, been split up like that, and I was at college, and that made her really, really uncomfortable. So around Thanksgiving, also a perfect piece of information. Where we were living before I moved to the dorms here, mm-hmm. Her and I had an apartment with my best friend from high school, James.
Okay.
And before he moved into that apartment, James was living with my mother and I, mm-hmm. And he had for about 3 years since we graduated high school. He was living in his car. He got his car repossessed, and then I convinced my mom to let him stay with us. So he was staying with us for like 3 years, and then me and Chelsea start get together again and get serious, and so we all three decide that, you know, it'd be financially okay to move in together. And so it worked out. We spent all summer, you know, adjusting to our new house, our dog and our cat, his apartment, I'm sorry. Dog, cat, fiance, best friend, all in the same place. And I go to school, and everything changes. I can tell almost immediately that their relationship is changing, and her and I relationship definitely changed very quickly. So it was November, so about 3 months into school. It was real rough. I was like crying every day, and it was not a good situation. And so in November, we had our first travel basketball tournament to, I don't even know where the heck we went, but that Thanksgiving morning, I went to stay with her. And I drove home the night before, slept there, and in the morning when I had to drive back to school to get ready for our travel to go on a plane, mm-hmm. I believe it was San Diego. I told her, I was like, you know, we're going to have our Thanksgiving on Sunday. Mom's going to cook. We're going to go to my mom's house. We'll have Thanksgiving there, and then we'll go to your mom's house, and we'll have Thanksgiving with your parents, too. Uh-huh. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And I thought everything was okay because she did something that she never done, and I'll never forget this because usually as I, you know, was walking out to my car to leave, she would just watch me. But this time she ran after me, and, like, she grabbed me and gave me a big hug and a kiss, and said she was going to miss me or whatever, and that was just weird. So as we finally get to San Diego, I figure out, you know, our rooming assignments. There's two to a room, and I was roomed with Nat, one of my friends on the team, and it just so happens that day, my teammate, it was her anniversary with her boyfriend, so Thanksgiving is my teammate's anniversary with a boyfriend. So I told my fiance that, and along with telling her, you know, I'm rooming with this person, this is where I have to stay for the next two nights. She actually broke up with me and said, like, freaked out. I basically didn't even have time to respond before she blocked me. Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, my phone number, all of it. In one night, that one day after I told her I was rooming with this person, mm-hmm. and she straight as, like, I don't know, whoever knows this person, she's straight, but that doesn't matter. The fact that she didn't trust me, I had to sleep with her, and she broke up with me. So we pretty much didn't talk the whole weekend. That was a Thursday, And she finally unblocked me on Sunday before I was, or Saturday night, I'm sorry, before I was about to come home. And she didn't, like, there was no understanding in her brain that I needed, like, I wasn't going to sleep outside by myself. You know, I was going to sleep in the hallway alone just because, just to appease her. You know, I've done that before. I've stated, I don't hook up with every girl that I sleep in the same room with. Like, don't be disgusting. And so Saturday, she's telling me that she wants me to get all my things out. I'm coming home on, I still had planned to go home. Me and my mom were still having Thanksgiving, regardless she was there or not. And so that day, literally, when I was supposed to be having my Thanksgiving, I was grabbing all of my things out of our apartment. Everything that I could. I couldn't grab my dog or my cat, but everything that they didn't want or have value to, I had to take out. And so that day, I told my mom I didn't even want to have Thanksgiving after that. I was pretty hurt. And at this point, I didn't really know what was going on. So as the time goes by, I got all of my stuff out. And meanwhile, my best friend, he had stopped talking to me much before Thanksgiving. He was working his angles with her, and he was very, very much detaching from me, which was very apparent. And so, I mean, eventually, I mean, I didn't talk to either of them. I made no contact with them. If they needed to talk to me, which they didn't, and we literally haven't spoken, I would say probably December around Christmas was the last time I, it was January was the last time I spoke to them, because she said, in which I find out now was a lie, but in January when I was in Hawaii for a basketball tournament, she texted me and said, I'm selling your truck. I gave her my first vehicle because she didn't have a truck. Or a vehicle at all, and I gave her my first vehicle. She says, I'm selling that, and I'm pregnant with James's baby. James is my best friend, or was my best friend. So after that threat, I find out, yeah, my car did get sold, but she wasn't pregnant. So all summer goes by. I went home. We live in the same hometown, or they live in Roseville. I live in Loomis. I never saw them all summer. Didn't hear a peep from them. Nothing at all, okay?
Okay.
The most I ever heard from them was one of my lifelong friends, Robert. He showed me her Instagram one night when we were super drunk, and because he knows, like, deep down that was my dream woman since I was 12 years old. So he knew what that meant to me. And I don't know why he showed me, but her and James had been pretty much together ever since she broke up with me, and I'm guessing it started before I even guessed. And then 2 weeks ago from today, 2 weeks back from today, I find out October 13th is her birthday, and one of our mutual friends posted a post for her. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading it, it said, I can't wait to be an auntie to your baby, and you're going to be the best mommy ever. Just this weird, it was just weird to see that she was actually somebody else other than her, or I didn't hear this. Somebody didn't come to me directly to tell me anything. Somebody had posted it on social media. So, I don't even think she knew I was her friend on Facebook, so I don't think she was posting it, like, to mess with me. That's totally childish. I mean, I'm assuming that she's actually pregnant, and I actually asked her, you know, to please confirm for me, but of course she didn't, and she just blocked me. But so I have to be under the assumption that my ex-fiancé is now pregnant with my best friend's baby, and they aren't even together anymore. So where did it's just hard for me to fathom. So, and I still haven't talked to her at this point. Okay, this is happening. All this mind warfare is going on, and I can kind of just let it go. I mean, it doesn't really affect me anymore. Like, not personally anyway. Just kind of morally, like, really deep down in my soul is where I feel that, because I'm much better off without those people. However, this weekend, mind you, I haven't talked to these people since January.
Yeah.
I get a text from Chelsea herself.
Jesus.
The text says, hey, I found some of your old basketball pictures. Do you want them? I was moving out. One, holy crap, so you guys lost your apartment together? That's cool. Thank you for that information. Uh-huh. Two, all I said back was, well, one, I don't know what picture she has.
Yeah.
Because I thought I took everything of mine out, whether, I don't know what she still has of mine or whatever. So I was,
yeah,
out of curiosity, I was like, you know what, are they printed pictures? Or are they, like, in a frame or what? And she's like, oh, they're printed. And, like, meanwhile, our responses are, like, 4 hours in apart. Like, I'm pretty sure we're both, like, what the beep, you know, like, I looked at this text, I was like, whoa, what number is this? Because I don't have her number in my phone anymore. Mm-hmm. And I did my best to forget remembering it. And then I saw it on my phone again, and I was like, I know this number.
Yeah.
And that whole night, I didn't respond. The text that I did send, it was the next morning.
Okay.
Because I was so, like,
in shock.
I was blown back. I was at work. I pulled my phone, we had a quick break or whatever. I was using the restroom. Pull my phone out. Dude, I had no words. Like, after all this time, you're going to text me about some basketball photos?
Yeah.
Like, what? And so after she told me they were printed, out of genuine curiosity, I go, yeah, I'm kind of interested in them. I want them. I don't know which ones that you have, but how am I going to get them back?
Uh-huh.
You know, and she said, sorry, I was just trying to give them to you. Never mind. And I was like, well, no, I mean, I appreciate, you know, you not throwing them away yet. But I genuinely want to know, you know, how can I get them back? Because I didn't say that I know I'm not going to go see you. Like,
yeah.
There's no way. There is no way I could look at her in the face again.
Yeah. I know, babe. So she said, never mind, I'm sorry. Did you respond to that?
Yeah, that's when I said, you know, like, I honestly appreciate it, but I want to know how do I get them back? And it's just thinking, like, now she lives at her mom's again. Like, oh, it's
Is just, she, are her and James together?
No.
So they broke up. From She's my pregnant knowledge, with his baby, yes. And they broke up. Okay.
Yes. And so it's just funny, like, what goes through my head is what, now that it's hard again, now that you're back at square one, you call me. What, you text me, like, I don't understand.
I have I don't want to say a similar story because it's not as drastic as yours, but I got a, first off, let me say, when you said she texted you, my first thought was, you know, she obviously needs you. She needs you. She's back to, like you said, she's at her mom's now. She's back to where she was before she had you. And where you kind of saved her, for lack of a better word. And now, because she's back there, she needs you. And she realizes that she needs you. And she realizes that she messed up. And I'm sorry that you have to deal with this. Because I can only imagine how hard it must be on you. But my ex actually hit me up last week. And... Me and my ex we're cool, you know, if she hits me up, like, we talk every now and then. I don't like, you know, having bad blood unless it's, like, absolutely necessary. So, but this time it was really weird. So she hit me up asking, she was like, hey, do you have a Venmo? For those of you who don't know what a Venmo is, it's a money transferring app, I guess. Mm-hmm. You could send money to your friends and receive money and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah, why are you asking? I thought she was going to ask for money. And she was like, oh, because I'm going to send you some money on Wednesday when I get paid. And I was really, like, taken back, and I asked her why. And she said, oh, because she said, I owe you for a lifetime of things, and I think it's time for me to start repaying my debt. And in my head, I was like, yeah, you're like, you do owe me, like, you know, but.
Wow. Is this the person I'm thinking it is?
Yeah. The person, you know. Yeah.
You're lying.
I swear.
You're lying.
Okay. Why are you surprised?
There is one drop of innocence and grace and kindness in that human.
So listen, hold on. I'm not done with the story yet.
Okay.
And I mean, there's, you know, I can say, you know, that she wasn't all bad.
Okay.
I can say that. So I told her, I was like, don't do it. I don't deserve that.
What?
That's what I said. And my ex said, what do you mean? And I said, I did what I did for you because I loved you, not because I was expecting anything in return. And she told me, her response was loved as in used to. And I told
yeah, girl, that's what I said, loved.
And I told her, I still have love for you. I have love for you. I love you. I'm not in love with you, and I will never be at that place that I was.
Oh.
And so, you know, we proceeded our conversation, whatever. And before, you know, our conversation ended, she asked me for $25.
No.
Yeah. And I was so bothered by it.
She asked you for money after that.
Let me just pull up the text.
She asked you for money after she said that she was going to pay.
repay her debts or whatever. She did. So,
oh, my God. So I was right to say there is no drop of humility in that person.
So before we ended, she said, okay, I'll talk to you later. And I said, okay. And then she responded saying, but do you have $25 on you? And I do.
Let me see.
Do you see that? Can you believe that? And like, here, you can see. Yeah, you can see it from the beginning.
I want to see what you said after that.
Where is that? Hold on. So, hold on. Where is it? From the beginning. I want to show you. Sorry, listeners. I'm trying to get her to see. Okay, yeah, here. Do you have Venmo? Yes. Okay, do you need some anything? I guess. And I said, nah, don't worry about me. You have stuff you need to take care of. So I'm good. I'm getting paid on Wednesday. So I was just asking. And then she said, but I'm going to Venmo you some money on Wednesday. And I said, but why? Because I owe you for a lifetime of things and I need to start paying you back. And I said, I didn't do anything to deserve it, though. What do you mean? I loved you. I just did what I would do for anyone that I love. And then, wait, you loved me, so you don't love me no more. like, you know, and you knowing this person, like, you, I think you could imagine, like, I could imagine her in real life, like, saying this to me, you know, so whatever. So we continued, and then, she asked me for the $25.
Wait, so she asked you if you needed anything, and then asked you for $25.
Yeah. Hmm. And then, so she asked me, and I was like, I don't have it on my card. Which, you know, because first of all, I've done it before when we were together. Every day I would text her, hey, have you eaten today? Whatever, this and that, because she worked a lot, she did basketball, everything, you know. So I would text her and say, hey, have you, and usually the response would be no. So I said, okay, I'm ordering you food, and I'd order it from wherever she was, have it delivered to her, and it obviously would go on my card. So I guess she got used to it or whatever. And I mean, I would still do it for people, like, you know, if she honestly, truly, really needed it, I would do it, I think, because I'm just that kind of person. But, I feel like what was said prior was just to get to that point.
Up. Yeah, absolutely.
And so when she told me that, I was like, no, I don't have it, which I did. $25. Like, yeah, I had it. But I was just like, no, because at that point, it kind of made me realize, like, wow, you know?
Seriously, wow. That's so sad.
Yeah, it sucks. But it is what it is.
Let me just offer you something and then ask for what I'm offering you.
Yeah, basically. Wow. But on that note, I think it's time for a break. So thank you guys for listening. I hope this is interesting, as interesting for you guys as it is for us. But we'll be back and going into more detail on our weekend and whatnot, all of our sticky situations. Just a reminder, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu here on Penguin Radio. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and we'll be right back.
I like you so much.
What up, what up, what up? You are listening to radio.dominican.edu. And luckily for you right now, Sticky Situations is on air right now, and you're listening to DJ Too Smooth, me, and my very sweet friend, DJ Honey.
Hey.
And you know us in here keeping it sweet and all, and getting through our sticky situation one dirty step at a time. So, today, just to recap, kind of, we talked about DJ Honey's low-key petty roommate, and how she just needs to figure out what her issue is right now, or your roommate, not you, what is making her so insecure and unhappy, and she needs to talk about it because it's really dumb. And the fact that we both got a very cute text from our ex-significant others on just very funny, just very great situations that were, in fact, at one point very sticky, but are not anymore because we are both very deserving of better things. So
we've moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, that precisely. So what I want to talk about now is I think we are going to, well, I know there's another sticky situation from this weekend that I want to address. So it's more, so there's feeling, the background of this sticky situation and how the feeling comes about. So all weekend I was working, and all of the accumulation of weekend activities, weekend work, weekend drama, normal weekend living things that do not include any fun, but local Amber Alert.
Amber Alert.
That's scary.
Local, let's see, how can, for those of you
we
who
just
are
all got blown up.
Yeah, sorry, Amber Alert. For those of you who are in our local, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is most of you listening, hopefully.
That's scary.
Be aware of the Amber Alert. Did we get
no information?
No yet? Information on it?
Okay, sorry. So if anybody sees a missing kid, call their moms. Anyway. Shoot.
That was a it took us off track for a second. Yeah.
Dude, I really forgot.
You're talking about, you're recapping.
Oh yeah.
So we talked about my petty roommate. We talked about lovely.
Well, that's way too far back. Okay. I was talking about, shoot. Well, I'm just gonna talk about what we are talking about anyway,
okay.
Which is going into. It's low-key. Well, we've already had a sticky situation. Oh, we've already had our relationship sticky show, but this is more like how we're talking about, you know, our weekendly sticky situation. So, like I said, I worked and then didn't get to really see any of my friends this weekend. It was scrimmage, work all Saturday, and then Sunday was work. So it doesn't matter. But as I wake up this morning, I have this this like daunting feeling of unimportance and insignificance. Like, I should just stay in my bed today because, you know, what is the point? Or not necessarily what's the point, like what's the point of living because you live to live. I don't mean like, oh, I'm really depressed. I just mean, I just have let's go with confidence. My self-confidence isn't high today or my libido or I don't know what word to use it. I'm not feeling me today. You know, I'm not yeah. happy. I'm not very optimistic.
It's the weather.
No, I love the weather.
Okay.
So I've been thinking about it all day, and this is what I think it is. So I worked at the SF Yacht Club.
Okay.
All weekend long, and
fancy.
For a very wonderful event. Okay, it was for a leukemia. It was the 11th annual leukemia something regatta. So it's basically the SF Yacht Club and all the members.
Is that like a charity event?
Yeah. And okay. But they do a big sale, and uh-huh. then they, you know, come
to
in
raise
and
money
eat.
And stuff.
Yeah, lots of money.
Uh-huh.
And so these people, I don't know if you've been to Tiburon, or it's actually Belvedere, I'm sorry. And Belvedere is in the middle of the cove. So it's like the part of it, it's like a half moon, and the SF Yacht Club is right in the center of the belly of the half moon, right?
Okay.
And so you look out on the Embarcadero and you can see the whole skyline of the city.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous, okay? And the people that I'm serving are The most elite and wealthy people in the SF, wherever this area is, yeah, or this marina, and I'm sure there's dozens of marinas around the bay,
yeah,
but this one specifically in Belvedere, and mind you, I was working there for 7 hours, okay?
Okay.
So the event was long. I had to wear, you know, my slacks, my nice shoes, and a tie the whole time, which that made me feel nice. You know, I felt very...
I saw your snap.
Thank you.
You looked pretty good.
I appreciate it. I felt good, you know what I,
yeah,
mean? And, I mean, I feel like I have okay personality. I was a server for a long time, mm-hmm, so I know how to... Well, I not know how to precisely, but I have experience in serving, bartending, and all that. So yes, I'm at this event, and literally, this is about... 2 out of 10 times this happens. I walk up, miss, may I please interest you in some champagne?
Uh-huh.
This lady will look, this happened 2 times. This lady looked at me from head to toe, didn't say one word, and looked back at her friends and continued her conversation. She fully acknowledged me, my existence, my presence, what I was offering her, and just blatantly ignored me.
Blew you off.
And that happened multiple times at night. So for me, day two, okay? Day two, I was a bartender. Literally, they would just come up to me and I'm pouring you. I have rum, I have Diet, I have Coke, I have,
yeah,
ginger beer. And so literally, all I can make you is a mixed drink. What people say to you, and of course, there's very nice people too. I'm not saying it was all bad, because, yeah, there are very, 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 very nice, wealthy people as,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, definitely.
The people there, they were very kind, charitable people. But the people that were not, were very arrogant, very...
And I feel like, I mean, I've never been... My family has always been middle class, you know. High middle class, but middle class.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely are not extremely wealthy. We don't live in a mansion. I mean, we're homeowners and stuff, yeah. But I think going into something like that, you kind of have to be... I don't want to say expecting, because you don't want to expect the worst out of people, but I guess kind of knowing that you may encounter.
How much do you know about
like
me? You know a lot about me, right?
I know a lot about you, yes. I know you pretty well.
Well, in my lifetime, that was probably the first time that I've ever experienced that amount of wealth in one room, right?
Uh-huh.
So for me, I mean, I don't even know how to explain this. I'm used to, I don't know how to say this. My mom works, it was me and my mom growing up, okay? So I know not about having extra things that I don't need. So going somewhere where somebody spent $5,000,
mm-hmm,
on a watch, like a G-Shock watch that you, yeah, go to the store and spend $150 on, $5,000. People were spending $10,000 on this chandelier that somebody made out of, you know, like glass and,
yeah,
and drift. So listening to the amount of these items, and like, that's my tuition that I will now pay. I will be working to pay off my debt for probably the next 15 years.
Yeah.
And you just spent that in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was that made me feel really insignificant in this world. And then... Mm-hmm. The other thing that really I feel like has taken a toll on me, and I know you and I have talked about it a lot, is so I don't really have a significant other. I don't have a bae or a boo or a thing, or but the only thing that I do have is more like I can't even call it like a what is it like a what is that word?
Booty call?
Yeah. So it's not even like a booty call, because it's like a cuddle call, or sometimes it's like a let me vent call, you know.
Yeah.
But it's starting to make me feel super unimportant, because I mean, I feel like I'm a humble person. I mean, I know that I do have some significance in this world, and I know I can be responsible for a smile here or there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm, and so lately I've been thinking, it's like the person that you lie to. This is me thinking about my not significant but significant other.
Okay.
I look at her and I say, or I think and I feel, how can you lie to your significant other every day? You turn off your location settings. I don't even know to what extent of what you lie, but you do these things to hang out with me. And I know that I do too.
Yeah.
However, why do you lie about it? Why do you... This person literally went to one of my friends and told them that she thinks my not significant, significant other thinks that I like her so much more than she likes me, and she needs to establish a ground rule. And so when I laugh in her face and I say, who hits me up every day? Do you even hear from me if you don't call me? Absolutely not. You do not. So the fact, like, it's like she's going out of her way to try to make me look bad and try to make me look like I care about her more than I do, to try to save her own, her, like,
her
loyalty, yeah, right?
Like,
I asked her, this was kind of petty of me, but it's not, because I mean, I'm brutally honest. Like, I'm gonna hurt you with my truth, because I'm not playing with this game anymore.
Yeah.
I go, does making me look like a fool and does pretending that you not like me help you feel more loyal? Like, does that save you in your, like, does that save you in your head? Does that save your loyalty? Like, does that keep you feeling okay at night?
Yeah.
And she was just so offended. And it's so you can't even admit that you're being a dog. Like, you cannot even admit to yourself of what you're doing wrong. You're just trying to, like, justify it or sweep it under the rug. And it's for me, it's like, what the French, you know, like, you.
Oh, French toast sounds so good. Sorry.
I know it does. I don't know how you're hungry.
No, but yeah, I mean, that's not okay on her part. Like, come on now.
I don't know.
It sucks because these mixed emotions or mixed signals or whatever, it's not fair on your part.
Well, it's not even like it happens that often too. It's just like, it's so random. Like, we haven't spoken in a while now, and it's like, what is it now? Like, when are you gonna hit me up next?
Do you mind when she hits you up?
Well, we kind of got in a fight a little while ago when I basically said, I'm like, I'm done with you. You're like, you're so selfish. You don't even realize that you're lying to somebody to appease your own want.
Yeah.
And you can't even tell me, like, I know that you're lying to your boyfriend, but you can't even tell me, like, what you're thinking or what you're feeling. So, like, you can't even admit to yourself what you want, what you think and you feel.
Yeah.
Because maybe that will make you feel unfaithful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're trying to protect yourself by just not admitting, not saying anything out loud, not admitting to anything, but doing the action, going along with it, and just not admitting to it. So you're faithful, good job. Loyalty is your number one goal, and you've accomplished it.
Loyalty is
it's easy. If you love somebody, no, you stay easy with them.
It's easy. And I don't know if I think I mentioned this last. No,
sorry, it's a simple term, but very complex to carry out.
And I think I mentioned this last week when I spoke to my significant other. We kind of spoke on loyalty, and we kind of both just agree, because we spoke about, you know, if we were to get, like, really drunk, like, who knows what could happen. But, like, I told him, it was like, when I'm drunk, the only person I want, or, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of you. Like, that's just, if I'm into you, I'm all about you. Yeah. That's how I am. And he basically told me the same thing. And, you know, it's something that if you really care about someone, if you really like someone, it's not something hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I literally tell this person, like, I'm very honest with her. And I said, since you and I have done our deed,
yeah,
I have only done the deed with you.
Yeah.
And we have no attachment. We have no verbal attachment. We have no set routine schedule attachment. It's just simply because I like you. And you're the only one I feel comfortable with. Since my fiance left me,
yeah,
you are the only person that I feel that I can connect to and feel comfortable and safe with.
In that sense.
Yeah, in any sense. Like, when we can just talk for hours and we can laugh and I can make fun of her and I can... I'm brutally honest with her, and that's what I love. That's what I love about our relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, I can be like, you're being selfish and I'm sick of it. Like, try for literally 3 seconds, literally, make 1, 2, 3, to think about anyone but yourself. And, like, she'll take it. She knows that she's selfish. Like, I'm going to give that to her because, I mean, I'm not, like, I don't ask her for a single thing.
Yeah.
Ever. Maybe to talk to me. I'm a comm major. I want you to communicate so I can understand. Like, I understand you're a nurse. And
yeah.
You're supposed to understand things, what people are telling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to tell
to
me
hear
something.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the same way. We are comm majors. I love to communicate. And I think I need that the most when mm-hmm. it comes to anything. It's communication is key in like all things. And I like, though I sometimes like can't, or even if I know what the situation is, you know, I kind of need that like reassurance. I need to hear it. I need that reassurance. I need that. So I think as comm majors, I guess that's, I'm glad you said that, because I guess it kind of made me feel not so crazy in a sense. But yeah, I mean, no,
it's simple.
It is.
Like to me, like when, so we really got in this big argument, and I just sent it over text because I had just seen her. This was the circumstance. We had planned to go out to dinner that night.
Okay.
And I had a awful practice. I didn't say a word all throughout. I was just really not having it. Mm-hmm. I hurt my leg. I'm really sick. You know what I mean? And so my test for her, because she really, in my eyes, she doesn't care about me. She doesn't ask, how are you today? You know what I mean? Just the little things that show somebody you care, she doesn't do. And this was going to be my last one. She works somewhere that I have to go frequently. Mm-hmm. And I walk past, and all I wanted to say, are you okay?
Nothing.
That's it. All I wanted her to say was, are you okay? And as I walked by, like, even say anything, okay?
Yeah.
Text me after, say hi, say, hey, what's up? What's wrong? Yeah. What's anything?
Nothing.
She hit me up and she said, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
And I said, and I knew it was going to be selfish. And I was like, how did I know you were going to make it all about you?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just had the worst practice ever. And I knew that you would not give a crap about it, because it's not about you, because I didn't give you the attention that you wanted when you've been sitting here the whole time doing nothing, probably talking to your boyfriend. I don't want to address your attention, because maybe I want you to ask me how I am.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want everything to be all about you. So
was this your first argument?
No. Heck no. Oh. I mean, I don't know if you know, but we've been talking for
I know,
a significant amount of time. And so we're just at that level where I was literally like, you're so selfish. Like, I literally am done with you. Like, I cannot take this anymore. You literally don't even ask me how I am, like, on a daily basis. How's your day been? How was your test? Like, I straight up tell her, like, I'm honest with her. Like, she'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm still like, I'm proud of you. Like, good job. I hope you do good on your test. Like,
yeah.
You know, I'll text her some mornings when I really just miss her. I'll be like, good morning, gorgeous. Like, have a great day. And she'll just be like, thank you.
And it's no, just you like, too. No.
Sometimes, but it's like, you know, it's just,
I mean, that's
I suck.
Say. You don't suck.
I suck.
You don't suck.
Whatever.
It's crazy that this weekend, my significant other and I, we were just lying in bed. You know, we have really good communication.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that I love, is that we can just sit and we can just talk, and we both like to just like get in each other's brains and just talk about random stuff and like hear each other's opinion, and I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just laying in bed and it was kind of quiet. We're just like listening to music and stuff, and he asked me if we were to ever to get in a serious like argument, what do you think it'd be about?
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, we've only been talking for like a month and a half, like, you know, I wouldn't have expected like a serious argument to arise yet or whatever. But personally, I could never see myself arguing with him, and that's because we have such great communication. Yeah, so I could never really, because I feel like if something was bothering us, we'd be like, okay, we need to talk. Like, can we talk? That's whenever we feel like we need to talk to each other, we're like, hey, can we talk? And then we just talk it out.
Do you often take things out of context, or no? You guys are pretty good.
We're pretty good. I personally have trust issues and stuff. So I told him, I was like, honestly, and if you want me to be completely honest with you, which he always does, obviously, honesty is the best policy, whatever. Mm-hmm. I told him that I think if we ever got in an argument, it's because you're a friendly person. And sometimes I can take that out of context.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, so I think that's what it would be on. And like, basically my jealousy and my issues, you know, but I was like, but at the end of the day, I know that that's how you are, and that you would never mean to hurt me or anything like that. So I know that it wouldn't really even be an argument. It'd be a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay. And then I asked him, I was like, well, what do you think it'd be on? And I don't know if I remember what he said, but I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines of like something about, honestly, I don't remember. It was probably something in terms of,
wow, you were listening really well, weren't you?
I was, but I think I was still like not embarrassed, but like, you know, I was like, wow, I just like admitted that like I don't like seeing around other girls or whatever, you know, like not that I don't like it, but like, you know,
yeah,
there's whatever.
A weird feeling there.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's that.
There's that.
But on that note, we're going to go ahead and go into one more break before we head out and, you know, close up and stuff. You're listening to Penguin Radio here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth. You're getting all the photos. We'll go ahead and be right back. This is Penguin Radio. And welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Honey here with DJ Too Smooth, and this is Sticky Situations. And we've been diving into our sticky situations of the weekend. I really can't see what that says, Too Smooth, so what does it say?
Nope.
Alrighty. So going into our sticky situations and kind of recapping them, basically I have petty roommates.
Basically.
Oh, lordy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, basically, I have petty roommates. Basically, our exes suck. And
they do suck, not basically.
Yeah, basically, they suck. Or personal not basically. Opinion. They suck. And significant others or booty calls or cuddle calls or whatever can be difficult.
Are
difficult. Can be difficult, but
if you love somebody, please make them just feel important and loved.
Make everyone feel important. You never know what someone is going through. Positivity and maximum effort, you guys. Anyways, I think that DJ Too Smooth wants to give you guys a recap on the shows that are coming up in terms of today and maybe later on. I don't know, probably just today. But like she said earlier, there are also some sporting events, so we got to keep an eye on them. But go ahead, Too Smooth.
Yeah, so today is Monday. Monday at like 3:30 right now, and you're listening to Sticky Situations with yours truly, Too Smooth, and DJ Honey.
Hey.
And after us, you've got DJ Breezy with the 8th Dwarf from 4 to 5 p.m. From 5 to 6 p.m., you've got the New Normal with DJ Cool Kitten. From 6 to 7, you've got the 808 with DJ Ho'olohe. From 8 to 9 tonight, we have DJ Jazz with the premiere. And I think it's important that you may listen into tomorrow's shows. So on Tuesday, I believe it would be the 25th tomorrow.
My good buddy? Yes, today, I mean tomorrow is the 25th.
So tomorrow, Tuesday the 25th, from 1 to 2 p.m., there'll be What's Shaking with DJ Cheeks. Take a listen to that show. I hear it's pretty funny. I called in last week for that show about love. So, yeah, just give her a listen. 2 to 3 p.m. tomorrow, you've got Fresh Take with DJ Gaines. From 3 to 4 tomorrow, Tuesday the 25th, you have Fresh Take with DJ Gaines. I just said that. From 3 to 4, you've got Where's the Beef with DJ Beefcake. 4 to 5 p.m., you've got On the Bounce with DJ Duncan. 5 to 6 p.m., you've got Ball is Life with DJ Radical and DJ Smooth. Study Time, 6 to 7, DJ KP. Listen in, give him some love. And to wrap up Tuesdays, you've got The Combo Breaker with DJ 1UP from 7 to 8 p.m.
Whoop whoop.
So, yeah, on that note, we've got, I mean, the athletic games. We don't have games for this week, so we will give those a full recap next week when we've got one on the upcoming week. So, DJ Honey.
Well, thank you for that, DJ Too Smooth. Go ahead and listen to the other student shows. They are pretty awesome. And having said that, our show is the most awesomest. Most awesomest. Wow.
That's exactly how it is, the most awesomest right there. Because it's so raw and so unfiltered that it's just there right in your face, just ready for you.
Anyways, now I'm going to sound like an educated person. And basically, so to our listeners out there, I want to give you guys a big, big, big thank you from Too Smooth and I. And do you have anything left to say, Too Smooth?
I just appreciate all of our listeners and everybody who cares about us as individuals.
I do too. And on that note, I want to send you guys off with a great, great, great wishing you guys well.
Right? Great wishing you well. We are greatly wishing you well.
We are greatly wishing you well. It is Monday. It's supposed to be raining, I think, for like this whole weekend. Oh, and listen into our show next week. We have a show on Halloween, and that makes me very excited. Next week, Monday, 2 to 4, Halloween edition. And there's going to be parties this weekend. Sticky Situations is going to be real sticky.
Sticky.
Sticky, sticky, sticky. Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't go home if there's Halloween parties this weekend, huh?
No. What are you going to be?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking of just dressing really fancy and saying I'm professional. Because it makes sense, right? I mean, me professional is like a once in a year type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm going to be...
Wait, what are you going to be, DJ Honey?
So the first night...
Okay,
so,
oh my God.
Yeah, see, I'm such a girl. So the first night, I'm going to be a construction worker.
My Lord.
And the second night, my significant other was like, oh, like, we should do something together. Da-da-da-da. So I was like, fine. And I gave him all these cute suggestions, you know, because, I mean, I want to look cute, you know? Like, it's Halloween. I want to look... semi, you know, like, I want to dress up cute. If we're gonna do something together, like, at least make my outfit look cute. So all the suggestions that I gave him, of course, he didn't like.
Of course.
So he decided that we were gonna be gym teachers.
Oh my goodness.
So I decided that I was like, okay, we can be gym teachers as long as I could be an 80s gym teacher. So I can at least, you know, do like the 80s aerobic or something.
Yeah.
So that is gonna be my second costume, and I'm actually really excited for it because I'm buying it today, so.
Okay.
It'll be fun. But yeah, so you guys stay tuned in for next week. Sticky Situations 2 to 4. If you haven't been able to listen to our shows previously, you can go on the radio.dominican.edu and go to the tab that says student shows, and all of our previous shows are on there, and you can go ahead and enjoy them. That's not only for us, for all other shows as well. Thank you for listening. This is Sticky Situations here with DJ Too Smooth.
Hey.
And DJ Honey, reminding you to always keep it sweet. See you next week.
Have a good Monday.
Always keeping things real by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere.